EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans losing a seat as the special election to replace George Santos results in a Democratic victory in New York. Tom Suozzi winning back the 3rd congressional district seat. ABC's Brittany Shepard.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd congressional district blue, back from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
The House impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with that razor-thin majority. They say he hasn't enforced immigration laws at the border. In Austin, Texas, last night, a car crashed into the emergency room at a hospital. The driver was killed, 5 other people hurt, including 2 children. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kansas City today. Perfect weather for the Super Bowl victory parade. Up to 1 million fans could be there. This is ABC News. The search is underway in Turkey for 9 miners trapped after a collapse at a gold mine. The rescue effort dangerous because there's cyanide in the ground. Now to ABC's Alex Stone and the story of a sudden surge of strange 911 calls in Arizona.
911 emergency.
When the 911 calls started coming into police, it seemed unbelievable.
I think there's an alligator.
Alligators aren't found in Mesa, Arizona, but callers said there was a big one in the water at Riverview Park.
It's kind of just sitting there, but we were all fishing, and it's going around.
It turns out, yes, there is an alligator, but it's made of styrofoam, and it was put there along with a fake crocodile and 2 hippos by the city to give turtles in the pond a place to climb onto and sunbathe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And showing up in Central Oregon, the plague. Health officials say there is a case of bubonic plague, and it's likely the patient caught it from their cat. The plague is typically spread through flea bites and is treatable with antibiotics. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill, and that would effectively close the map's lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the 8th win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked 4th in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a 4-game losing streak by beating Ohio State At home, the Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54, Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon with a nice light breeze from the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually mixing with snow late tonight. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny. And it will be cooler tomorrow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Wednesday on Nightlight, author Doug Heim joins the show. Check us out in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Whatever gets you through
the night. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Oh, yes. Madison Radio. WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your dial. And if you still have a dial. And also, if you want to just check around social media, yeah, we'll pop up every once in a while. A little reminder.
Thank you for that. Happy Wednesday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey. Can you feel the love?
No. Don't fall for that holiday. Look, Sam
what?
Is all worried that he hasn't made reservations in regards to this whole thing. I'm telling him, don't start down that road.
Too late.
No, you just don't want to get involved. It's a holiday card holiday.
Who are you?
You do not want to get involved in it.
John,
act like it's the biggest imposition they've ever put on the human race.
Is this just your excuse not to do anything for your wife today?
That's really.
It is.
It's not an excuse, and my wife knows how passionate I am about hating Valentine's Day. I think she's even joined me on it.
Really?
It is just a trumped-up, ridiculous holiday. No one should celebrate it. It's
right
phony.
Out of the gate.
It's
He's
phony
so
baloney.
Grumpy.
You're kind of negative, aren't
Do you?
Do you
want to mention who you are and who that guy is next to you and who the hell I am,
I
by
don't,
the way?
We have a guest today. The John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake is our special guest to add a few comments here and there. We'll
estrogen.
Let her, we'll
I'm
let her.
Bringing estrogen. My dwindling supply of estrogen is in here to combat the over preponderance of testosterone.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's just really outrageous, really? Isn't it?
Clearly why I'm here is to save Valentine's Day from you, grumpy old man.
These senior citizens have all this testosterone in here right now.
Well, not only is it Valentine's Day, it's also National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day.
Now, that makes a big difference to me.
Yeah,
of course, that's what you should celebrate. Mm-hmm. Cream-filled
chocolate.
Okay, my mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, that's nice. That's awesome.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's how it's going to go today.
All right, which one of these days is it not? Okay. Well, we already gave you National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day, so
that's
you know that's it.
I can't hear you over the music.
Is it too loud?
Yes.
Sorry.
Jesus.
All right, let's bring it down a little bit, Sam. What are you doing over there?
It's just Sam.
We know it's Valentine's Day. Is it also National Ferris Wheel Day? Is it National Bib Overalls Day? or is it National Organ Day? One of those National Organ Donor Day, I should say. Which one of those doesn't
fit? Liver Day.
Which one of those doesn't fit? National Bib Overalls Day?
Organ Donor Day.
No, that is actually a day today.
Wow.
You are both wrong. Okay. Sam?
Is it Bib Overall Day?
It is Bib Overall Day.
That's what it is.
That is not today. That might be some other day, but it's not
today. Sounds
like
a really good day. I'm sure that it exists.
Did you make that up? How did you come up with Bib Overall?
Well, I was thinking about Oshkosh, you know, Oshkosh Bagosh, Bib Overalls. Yeah. I don't know why Oshkosh popped in my head.
Yeah.
I just made it up.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
It's very creative.
For your Valentine's Day, it's cold out there this morning, 20 degrees, clear skies, almost had to scrape the frost off the windshield this morning. It was close. And then today, 44 for a high. It's going to be beautiful all day long. Enjoy your Valentine's.
How much coffee did you have this morning?
What are you talking about?
He's racing through the show like we've, you know, I'm done.
I'm done.
We're done with our subject matter.
Time flies when you're having fun, John.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right.
I can tell you last night I was taken out by three of the finest men in this company, Aaron Carino, our director of ops, and Terry Bell, our news director.
Yes. Yeah.
Two martinis on soup for lunch. And I was done. And I blame Terry Bell. He was the one who bought the second one.
Wow. Wait a minute. You said three.
He got me drunk.
You said three. Who was the third guy that took you out?
You.
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
I was there. Thanks.
I said all three.
He walked away when the bill came.
This was not a good night. It was a good night.
It was a great night.
I wasn't sure about the middle part. I just don't remember. I'm actually not recalling dinner until I made you.
Well,
and I didn't give you, you know, Gordy once in a while has to spend the night in Madison because he drives in from Flippin' Baraboo. So I put him in my second bedroom where my daughter sleeps, and I forgot to put sheets on the bed. And I just went, I'm like, good night.
Good luck.
It's over there.
Yeah.
And he went to the couch.
Yeah.
He slept on the couch.
No kidding.
Because I didn't have sheets on the bed for the poor guy.
I can't.
And you
sleep
didn't
without
say anything.
Sheets.
You what? Didn't insist. Just...
Oh, he I probably did. Tried no. to knock, but she, I was out.
She went to bed. At,
did I
like...
mention Terry Bell got me drunk?
Oh, boy.
I was
what
out.
Were you drinking anyway? Oh, what was that?
Those were Cosmos.
Okay.
Light pink. And that's why there were too much. Too many.
We had to walk all over the place to find the restaurant that we were going to meet at.
Where'd we go?
After the first place.
Where'd we go?
Well, first we went to the Tornado, but that was the wrong place. The agreed meeting place was the Heritage. We weren't going to go to the Tornado. We were going to go to the Heritage. So we had to walk all the way over to the other side. Yeah, I know. It's all my fault. I didn't know where we were going.
Weirdest birthday I've ever had.
It's always on the opposite side of the Capitol.
Every time. Whatever you're looking for, you got to go around
the
Capitol.
It's always the other way.
Yeah.
How
you doing,
John?
Well,
at least we've got good coffee this morning.
I'm doing good.
What'd you do last night?
I did not have two martinis.
Although
that would have helped.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Yeah, what did you do?
What did I do?
I did show prep.
Okay.
That's my life now, folks.
Really?
Good guy.
Okay, look. Here's something that, Gordy, maybe we should pass along to everybody in the state right now. Yeah. Lover's Lanes throughout Wisconsin. Wisconsin has 44 roads named Lover's Lane throughout Wisconsin.
Are they for parking?
Is that
not what you do here in the Midwest?
Society doesn't like that. No.
Oh,
you can't.
I know one of them's up in Baraboo. I drive by that all the time. Yeah, it's out in the country.
Oh.
Yeah, just outside the city.
I grew up in a house on a dead end, and so there was a, turnaround at the end of the street where I went with a boy, and we got stuck. His car got stuck, and I said, we're not calling my dad, even though he's about a half mile up there.
Yeah.
So he called his dad to get him out.
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That was a
long
night.
You didn't have to explain anything, did you? Because adults know these things. They know.
His dad was like, okay, I get it. Yeah. I'm coming. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I got you.
There's a village of Wasaki in Marinette County. There's one in the village of Campbellsport in Fond du Lac County, the town of Willow Springs, Lafayette County.
Are you actually listing the places that have Lover's Lane?
Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. Okay. All right. You know, Gordy can get away with this kind of crap.
Yeah.
I can't.
All right. Thanks, pal.
I got it.
So,
I got it.
Uh-huh. So what are you? You're seriously not doing anything for Valentine's Day? You and Ann? Nothing.
No, nothing.
Not a special meal. No. Nothing.
Can we get Ann on the phone?
We celebrated.
I want to talk to Ann.
We celebrated Fat Tuesday yesterday. Yeah. We had a big meal. You know, celebrating the New Orleans holiday.
You'll celebrate Fat Tuesday before Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Valentine's Day is a card holiday. It means nothing to anybody. No one should celebrate it. Makes your relationship as hollow as anything you can imagine.
It makes the relationship hollow.
As a chocolate Santa Claus. That's what it is. That's how hollow it is.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, for those that are celebrating Valentine's Day, other than, you know, the curmudgeon sitting next to me here, you can go to the Essen. These are places that are doing special Valentine's meals. Just a few of them. I'm not going to run down the whole list.
Well, they're doing special meals.
You can. I can't. You know, I can't.
No,
I have a list.
All right.
I won't
take it. Screw it. I'm not going to read it now.
No, you can. Nobody wants to know. But here's the problem. Your list is faulty because you don't know if they have room. They may have full reservations.
That's
true. You're just naming restaurants.
It doesn't matter. So, just try.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody's got to try.
Okay. Essen House still here?
Yes. Nice. Oh, my God.
They're going to put a holiday.
They're
going to redo that whole corner.
That whole block? Yeah. What else is there? Essen House and
Eno Vino. That's on Webster Street. Okay. Deluxe. I'm just going to, they have all kinds of specials. Just check ahead of time, call for reservations. Monona Bakery and Eatery is doing something special. Portabella Restaurant, Cento, Quivy's Grove, of course. Yeah. Boy, it's been forever.
It's a long time.
We should go there sometime.
We should. That's such a beautiful place. Cooper's Tavern on Mifflin, downtown.
Been there forever, right?
Yeah. I'll read the rest of it. Yeah, we got a
Quivy's
big
Grove.
Long
have
list.
You been to Quivy's Grove?
I have. It's been a long time.
Did you go into the tunnel at all?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember much of last night, and I don't remember Quivy's Grove now.
Well, it's okay. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. How do you pronounce that one?
What?
Look at this one. Give that one a shot. Do you know that one? One right at the top of the page.
Old men trying to read small print.
Asteria and Papaveribity Yellow.
It's on Wilson.
Did she just say
something
in English?
You know, I just don't understand. They give these Italian names to restaurants and no one can pronounce them.
Hot flash.
Sam, did we make fresh coffee? I think we're going to need some. We're not caffeinated enough.
Where's the coffee? Here, hang on. I think the guy's coming through.
Oh, there he is. He's in there early. Over this way. Does anybody want coffee? Get in here.
You are so sad.
Why does he ignore us?
You want coffee? Yes. Who is he giving the coffee to?
Everybody but us. Havoc in the office here.
Every morning.
We don't know where he comes from.
Can't believe
he just. Okay.
He's back out on the street now.
He's going out the exit.
The entire staff shows up just to beer for his little thing.
His coffee.
Coach, then he goes out to the street on State Street and helps everybody out there.
Yeah. It's full of people out there. Yeah,
it is good coffee.
We should have a camera of the street. We need a street cam.
Mm-hmm.
For when we send Sam out there to do stuff.
We had this idea a while ago. It never went anywhere, though. We gotta get a street cam.
We need a street cam.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Sage. It gets nicer out. We want to be out on the street. I want to put a card table out there and just do the show out there, on the corner.
I want to put a Jumbotron and show what we're doing here in the studio to everybody out on the street.
Yeah. I'm sure they would love that. Yeah. No doubt. Okay. Hey, a little bit later on, we have a special guest coming into the studio, Francesca Hong, State Assembly Rep for the 76th District. She represents the Isthmus area and the Near East Side.
Oh, she's my rep.
She's going to be in a little more than an hour from now.
Okay. That's fantastic. We've got a whole bunch of questions for her, questions she'll probably have a hard time answering.
6:19, when we come back, coming up, the Hawaiian Supreme Court is making the rules.
Your You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Aaron.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your Madison dial.
It does
we are from It does sound just
that's
like
the perfect
that,
voice
it?
For that music.
Cool jazz. Cool jazz, 97.
You know, I feel like in the old days, you know, when FM was just starting to, you know, come to everybody's attention,
right?
They used to stress that FM just sounded so much better than AM, and it was in stereo.
Oh, that was nice in my ears. I like that. Two good voices.
You know, one of these days I'll bring in some of those old cuts, those old promotions that they had for radio.
It's good stuff.
And now no one cares. Now it's all online and
Even we're in social media. Who am a former jock, like both of you, turn the dial when someone starts talking on music radio. If I'm listening to music radio, I will, you know, like Sirius XM, when I listen to that in the car, it's like, oh, he's talking, flip. I'm there for the music. I'm sorry.
It's
my old jock friends.
I've actually gone the other way. I used to do that on the dial. But now on XM, I actually enjoy the announcers. They pick the right ones to say whatever they're going to say, to sound like that time period. And I'll also make reference to a lot of the older stuff that now is relatable today in today's music.
You're talking about Sirius XM, right?
Yeah. Sirius XM.
Yeah, there's a guy on there, Earl Bailey. Earl Bailey. He talks like
deep
that.
Deep tracks.
And he is so good. And the things he says, it's just like, oh, my God. It's 1969.
It's
all
so underground radio.
There's a 70s guy that also, he's got, his name is Spider probably, right? From the 70s, wouldn't it be? Yeah. He's also just the right voice for that era of music.
And on my way in, sometimes I listen to Little Steven's Garage, and there's Kelly Ogden.
Oh yeah, the Underground Garage,
right? Yeah. And she's pretty darn good. They pick some really really nice songs, and then they play the same song by different artists, and they compare the two, and it's just wonderful. They give histories of these groups and the artists and how they're produced and who wrote them, and it's wonderful.
Fascinating.
Wonderful detail.
Good stuff.
And the Beatles channel. I will last I love
number one on my playlist.
And they're using a lot of clips from the Beatles themselves, and they're talking, and I feel like I'm getting to know them all over again.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, their new albums.
They keep putting them out.
It's all good.
Unbelievable.
All good. I just don't get it. I don't know where all these songs are coming from, how they're remixing them, what
it's
they're attempting to do. Is it all good?
It's good stuff.
Is it something
it really
I should take
is.
From a Beatle fan? I should hear that as
endorsement. It's excellent stuff. And there's a lot of stuff they still find studio chatter in between. And they use it to, they mix it together for promos. It's really good stuff.
Okay, maybe,
who would compare to the Beatles today, right? Who would compare?
No,
I think Taylor Swift is pretty close.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
I mean, that's
on.
The closest thing.
Are
that's
you
the closest,
kidding
well,
me?
I'm not talking
She's
about
the
changing
thing to Paul McCartney.
Shut up, both of you.
Really? You know, you're not a Swiftie fan?
I like her, but there is no comparison. Why?
Just saying, as on popularity level right now,
okay.
Is there anybody that's more popular than she is right now?
Awards.
I can't think.
Sales. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she's kicking ass. There's
another story about it. Every day there's a story.
Well, there is a story every day, but this is our continuing effort to continue to cover the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58.
Oh, we're still talking.
We're stringing that baby up.
Nobody cares here. Do it.
Yeah.
It's now, Wisconsin.
Well.
Now, this is a woman's point of view in regards to what the men have been saying about the Swifties and how horrible it is to see Taylor Swift on the screen all the time. Okay. Well, she's had her take on it. Let's listen to this.
Hey, I'm feeling really angry and upset right now because I was just watching the Eras Tour. I was literally just watching the Eras Tour. I wanted to see Taylor Swift perform. And for a total of 20 seconds during the whole, like, 3.5 hour performance, there were, like, 20 seconds where it showed Travis Kelce. And it's just, like, I was like, what?
What?
He was there, like, supporting his girlfriend and cheering for her. And I was like, I don't even understand, like, what he's doing there. And why is it showing him? Like, I just don't get it. And it's really not fair for us Swifties who have been fans of Taylor Swift for our whole lives. Like, we wanted to watch her perform, and the cameras just keep panning to Travis Kelce. And he's, like, when it comes down to it, like, he's ruining live music.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me, like, I just feel like I can't even go to a concert because he's ruining it. Like, what's he even doing there?
She sounds...
If I wanted to see him, I would have watched football. Like, it's not fair.
She sounds like my daughter. Isn't not that? A Swiftie, but the same. She must be 14 years old. No. That is a 14-year-old if I ever heard one.
A TikToker, and obviously she's, you know, just playing around with our minds. You know, she's just reflecting the insanity of the male point of view in regards to seeing Taylor Swift on the screen. Aw. You know, they should have liked that because, of course, they were getting, you know, gel shots at
the bar. I was going to say, it was a drinking game. Come
on. It was a drinking game. I think they went along with a drinking game.
Yes.
She was on camera 12 times during the Super Bowl.
That's
would have been
a lot of shots.
It would, yeah.
That would be a short party.
And I believe I read the biggest ratings ever for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, really?
Ever.
Is. It's the most popular Super Bowl ever.
Why? Well, more people on
Earth. Taylor. Why?
Because of Taylor?
Yes.
You think?
Oh, no.
Trey and Tay. Come
no
on.
Question
give us
about
a break
it.
Here.
Did you give them that nickname, or do they actually have
that?
They had that.
Yeah, it sounds like something we'd have come up with.
It does. I actually
lay into them, but no.
No.
Not at all.
But like I said, I've somehow latched onto this. Normally, I would never have bought into any of this hype. But this somehow just works with me. I really like that couple.
You do? You bought in.
Nothing but positive. Yeah. They bring everything positive to situation.
They do. They make
they're real.
It's a little real Valentine's moment from John and Gordy. Yeah. How nice.
I think we could just, you know, end Valentine's Day with that.
Trey and Tay Day.
This morning at 6:27, Valentine's Day ends.
It's over?
It's Trey and Tay Day from now on. I will never forget this.
You got to like it. You know, we're going to continue to cover Tay and Trey right here on the program, and we're going to celebrate Super Bowl 58 forever.
What will, that brings up a good question. What are they going to be doing on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
What can possibly top everything that happened
winning
in the
a Super
last
Bowl
few days.
Is she going to be on top? That's
changing the subject.
Will there be an engagement ring?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's the next thing.
This has got to be like that. That kiss at the end of the game was way beyond.
And somehow they isolated what they were talking about with each other. I heard that early this morning.
Oh, you're kidding.
We got to find that clip.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Let's do a deep search on that. Yeah, no.
Well, you're a lip reader. You're good at
lip reading. Yeah, I am.
We're slipping gently into stalking now. I just want to put that out there.
Okay. You can put that out there if you want
to. I want to talk to Trey and Tay's publicist. Mm-hmm. Can we get them on the phone? Take a memo.
We can.
John and Gordy encourage stalking, please.
All right. We've got news. We've got weather. We've got sports coming out.
If we only had just one stalker, we get some press.
Really?
Yeah.
You're asking
you
for that.
You want a stalker.
The newspapers.
Be careful what you ask for.
Here they come.
For.
The runners. The runners.
Are they coming down the
Street?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Hello. Are you not? They're not even looking at them. No, they have no idea we're here.
Nope. Not
what are
at
they
all.
Listening
Holy
to? Are
smokes.
They just running and talking
they're
to each other?
I guess. Oh yeah.
That's
we see them
sad.
Go by every once in a while. It's the usual group.
Well, it's way too early for this.
And they waited for the light.
Yeah,
how dumb
they
is
did.
That?
29 past the hour. When we come back, oh yeah, the Supreme Court of Hawaii, they're taking over.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
We're going someplace?
Yeah. Well, no. We'll be back. Not exactly.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball
Show. Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, it may be Valentine's Day, but that's not what's causing the red ink on my screens this morning. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day. But like I said, the red ink I'm seeing across the board for our corn, our soybeans, our wheat, even our fluid milk is not anything to do with Valentine's Day, but instead, traders missing in the marketplace this week. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says you have to remember China is celebrating its Lunar New Year and missing from any buying population. And there's another missing candidate.
Brazil is on holiday this week as well. So, you know, two of the major players in the marketplace are keeping things very, very quiet on the news front here. And, you know, and with that, prices might just have a hard time this week really moving anywhere unless there's something to push it. Obviously, when it comes to the grains, the focus now is on demand and the export market. What's happening there until we get into the spring planting window? And we'll start talking acres here in a couple of weeks, you know, as that acres intentions report in March becomes the next major focus, I would say, of the marketplace.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Like I said, all of our commodities lower as we start the trade session. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Not a lot of movement in dairy yesterday either. The barrel cheese was up a half a cent at 160. 40-pound block cheese, AA butter, they both were unchanged. The fluid milk this morning for the month of March, currently trading down 3 cents, 1740 a hundredweight. The April Class 3 milk closed 11 cents stronger at 1767. Right now, we've got December new crop corn down 2 at 468. November new crop beans down 6 at 1159. And the July new crop wheat down 7 at 591 a bushel. That's what I've got for you right now as far as markets. More news anytime, though, at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon with a nice light breeze from the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually mixing with snow late tonight. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny. And it will be cooler tomorrow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The soft island breeze brings you strange melodies, and they tell of exotic mysteries under the tropical.
What is this?
Wait, hold on.
The Hawaiian Eye.
Yeah. Oh, Hawaiian Eye.
Sam is really over his skis now.
Sam, you nailed it.
This is great, though. Whoa, the memories.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You guys are so old.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Hey.
This is fantastic.
Respect your elders, okay? a little respect. Just a little.
Not even.
We made it this far.
I think the Hawaiian Eye Detective Agency was like on a pier.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. It was just fantastic. The boats would come up.
I think we are the oldest, most experienced broadcasters in the Madison area.
I think you're right.
I think there's something to that.
I think,
and we should get the Comeback of the Year Award for coming back on the air.
They should after have one of those.
29 years without jobs.
You just got yourself two awards.
There we go.
Oldest.
We're going to give it. Yeah.
Okay.
Comeback of the year.
Yeah.
Comeback of the year.
They do those, right? Yeah. Wisconsin's Broadcasters Association.
Damn well should.
What was I thinking?
Yeah. It's all your fault.
Yes.
It kind of is.
You hired us. You sought us out for some reason.
Hey.
I don't know what it was.
Just memories. Just memories.
Hey, we've got a phone number. It's called 608-879-8255. You can call and connect. You can go online. You can check out the all-new Civic app media page.
Yes.
It's unbelievably great. I really love it. You can go to civic.media.us. Check it out.
Civicmedia.us. No dots in the middle of civic and media.
Are you sure?
Yes.
One of the great things here.
Oh my God.
Here.
Okay.
I don't even know the
All
website
right.
address.
Okay.
Sam.
Honestly,
help.
civicmedia.us.
Poor John, you're not going to get a word in.
Civicmedia.us. All right. Let's see civic.media.us, guys.
John is the boss of this thing, and we're not letting him talk at all.
No. I hang out. I throw my comments in when I feel.
So we were playing Hawaiian Eye for a reason.
Oh,
Hawaii. There's a story.
From Hawaiian Eye.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, John. You got something you want to talk about?
They're still at work.
Let's take a deep breath. Let's center ourselves. Be in the moment, okay?
And I was going to say, this is like a passion for me. It's something I feel very strongly about, and you guys have completely ruined the word. I'm no longer serious about this, and the Hawaiian Supreme Court, screw them.
We want to hear, John.
As you might have heard yesterday, it was my big, big vent, and that was the Hawaiian Supreme Court handed down a unanimous opinion on declaring individuals absolutely have no right to keep and bear arms, rejecting the SCOTUS' ridiculous decision in Heller. Okay, now we remember that, and they gave great reasons. If you can, Google this story, the Supreme Court, guns, Second Amendment, Hawaii, and this story will crop up. It is fantastic. The logic and reasoning by the Supreme Court justice is undeniably perfect, okay? Mm. And so he even came up with another point, and that's why I'm talking about it today.
Okay.
His decision goes on to talk about how it's just not practical or feasible or wise to use history as your only guide to constitutional interpretation. This is something I've been beating to death on this program.
It's 2024.
It is an absolute passion of mine. I can't believe it. When they overturned Roe and they use historical markers, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm thinking, we're going into the past where everything was really just, you know, we changed the laws from the past because they were so bad at that time. The past doesn't have perfect laws. Why are we going to the past trying to bring them back?
Yeah.
You know, we've moved ahead of them. So now they've done exactly the same thing with Roe. And now, you know, this court has addressed that. The justice wrote, History is prone to misuse. In the Second Amendment cases, the court distorts and cherry-picks historical evidence. Duh. It shrinks, alters, and discards historical facts that don't fit. I've been saying this all along, and now I have a Supreme Court justice on my side. There I am not even an attorney.
This seems obvious to me. You should move to Hawaii.
Well, I'd love to.
Are very much in alignment with their Supreme Court.
I have an idea of starting a detective agency.
Well, you've got access to a timeshare, don't you, through your family?
I do, yes. Yeah.
So when are we going?
My brother.
Let's take the show to Hawaii. We can do that.
I
can do that.
Okay.
All right. Wait a second. He just took us out of it. Did you notice that?
I know.
I could do that.
Side step.
No.
I could
probably swing getting you two to come along.
Thanks.
Okay, good.
Well, if the station pays.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
You have to stay here, Sam. We need you on the board.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's not fair.
If you're doing a show from Hawaii, you're probably getting up at, what, midnight or something?
Yeah, that's a problem.
No. We just stay up.
4:30 was not good
just
to me
Just made
this
that
morning.
A nightmare, Don. We can't do that.
All right.
You just made it a nightmare. You ruined it.
This justice's name is Eddins, and he wrote this. Judges are not historians. As excavating 18th and 19th century experiences to figure out how old times control 21st century life is not a judge's forte.
Oh,
history is messy. It's not straightforward or fair. It's not made by most. Bruin, McDonald, Heller, and other cases show how the court handpicked history to make it its own rules. Mm-hmm. You know, to come to a conclusion that they want it to come to. And this is the whole point of not going back in history. And by the way, Justice Alito is very good at using this. And you know, when you heard the overturning of Roe,
I cried.
And the examples that he gave were so outlandish and ridiculous.
Yes.
It was just impossible to wrap your head around. I know a little bit of history about abortion, and, you know, the Catholic Church once endorsed it.
What?
Mm-hmm. So if you go back that far, you can certainly argue that it's okay. Well, and then they repealed that endorsement because they wanted more Catholics.
When did they have it okay?
I can't remember.
Early 70s,
really?
Somewhere in there, yeah. Yeah.
In your lifetime.
I recall that. Oh, yeah.
That's not reading history. So. That's experience.
I believe so. Yeah.
So then Justice Eddins actually cites the great concurrence by Justice David Wecht of Pennsylvania to explain that if we're only looking at laws from the 18th century, we're looking at laws written by misogynistic, often slaveholding white men.
Right.
And he also cites a great law. Oh, are we run out of time?
No, keep going. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. A great law review article talking about how his hardcore originalist approach locks in laws at a time when it was exclusively controlled and written by racist, sexist white dudes who could not have possibly foreseen either societal progress over the last few centuries or the technological advancements that have moved weaponry from muskets to AR-15s.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this incredible?
Well said.
It's so logical that you just have to say there's something wrong with our Supreme Court. You know, we really have to start over.
What's scaring me is that we right now in this morning show, but also as a culture, as a country, is slowly picking apart our institutions. The Supreme Court is behaving badly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to predict how they're going to come out on a case. I mean, we're wondering, well, are they going to kick Trump off or not? Of course, we heard the arguments live, and it was so disappointing. It just freaked me out. They weren't even talking about the Constitution, how it was written, or what it meant. They were talking about, well, if we kick Trump off this ballot, then other states are threatening to throw other people off their ballots.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a legal opinion, you know. If that happens, they can do it. Let them try it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not a reason to take threats and say, well, if there's a threat for this, now we really can't do the case. Come on.
I want to get Maggie Dawn out of bed. She's going to help explain all this.
I really want her to
chime in. She had an opinion. She put it out a couple weeks ago saying, I got to tell you, I think he should stay on the ballot. I think the mayhem that would be created by taking him
off. That's not a legal reason.
No, it's not a legal reason. It's an opinion, right? That's why they're called opinions.
Right. But you don't judge something this important by allowing somebody who participated in an insurrection. And then he called into question, well, was it insurrection? Give me a break. You know, the whole thing here is that it sure looked like one. And if it looks like one, it is one. And you got to take them off the ballot. You got to do it because it's part of the Constitution. It isn't because somebody's threatening to take other people off the ballot.
Right.
You can't live life catering to the people who are threatening us. It's just wrong. And not only that, but I've got to say this. I was really disappointed in the liberal justices. They were siding with the right-wingers and saying, well, you know, it seems like it would really, really affect the entire country, and we can't put people on ballots and then be kicked off and all that. You know, they're doing this in Arizona now. It's a story I was going to have later. Mm-hmm. But in Arizona, they're actually passing a bill. I don't know if it'll be approved because they're a Democratic governor, but they're actually approving a bill that would take Biden off the ballot if Trump gets kicked off the ballot. So, you know, see, these are the threats that happen if you allow threats to control the legal system in this country. You cannot do it.
My head is swimming.
Well, and the problem is, too, if let's say Biden gets kicked off the ballot and then he loses by that many votes.
Yes.
The Arizona electoral, you know, the people that voted for him, they had no vote because of this. Their votes become invalid. That doesn't seem fair either. You know, I mean, so, yeah, you can say kick him off the ballot. But will there be litigation after the presidential election is over? That opens up a whole nother can of worms. So, I mean, there's loopholes in the Constitution that the framers had no idea could get this
And these justices don't have the courage to deal with it.
Right.
They're going to have to do that. You know, anything can go to court now, and anything can take 2 or 3 or 4 years. We're finding out through all these lawsuits that Trump is going through. We're finding out that, you know, we just can't. Our legal system is in bad shape at this point.
It is.
So let's go to Mark. We've got Mark on the line right now. Is that right? Yes. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, didn't Sam Alito actually cited, I think, the papal decree of discovery from like 1493 or something like that. And I just checked this morning, and the Vatican has actually repudiated that decree because it was authorizing just, you know, the treatment of the quote unquote discovered peoples how they could be treated by the new colonizers. So, I mean, that, you know, Sammy the Fish comes up with some pretty awful stuff, but that was, you know, it was kind of going back in history. They're really going back there. And can you imagine, you know, 60 years ago, somebody saying, we're going to take orders from the Pope now?
Right.
I mean, Kennedy actually had to repudiate, you know, taking any orders from the Pope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good thoughts, Mark.
It's,
thank you.
It's just an amazing thing. The historical markers that Alito used were mind-boggling, an insult to all women in this country.
We know better now. We know better now. You know, why can they not be in this era? Instead of, like you said, hearkening back to an era where they didn't know this was going to happen.
This is chaos, and this court doesn't care. If they're so worried about all the threats of taking other people off the ballot, if that's a real worry, why didn't they worry about the overturning of Roe and what would happen in this country if they did that? Why didn't they worry about what would happen if they allowed everybody to have a gun in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they think about that? Or why didn't they worry about allowing money to be considered free speech, where the richest people in the world can control the dialogue in this country and control what's happening here legally and you know, with bills and laws and getting their candidates elected. I don't know. Why didn't they worry about all the repercussions from those decisions? They didn't.
Why didn't you go to law school?
That's
a whole nother story.
That's a long story. Yeah.
We don't have time for that. No time.
Oh, yes, you nailed it there, Catherine. Yeah, well.
Coming up in our next hour, we will welcome Francesca Hong into the studios here. She's the state assembly rep from the 76th District, which covers the Isthmus and the near east side of Madison. We'll be talking to her in about a half hour, 45 minutes from now.
Yeah, we've got some really good questions. We're going to ask her about the loss of 18% of the bus drivers in this state, where the legislature could allot a little bit more money to the school districts to pay for those drivers and give them raises.
And coming up, Trump stole some money from a dog rescue charity. Wait till you hear this.
Of course he did.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000. And sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Get your falsetto with me. I can't even sing that high note at this time of the day.
It's Valentine's Day, it is. 2024. Yeah. If you're looking for a nice little restaurant to go to tonight around the Madison area, well, the reservations are probably all filled up, but you can call them anyway. Well, maybe get in.
A lot of people buying into this holiday.
Oh, my God. You're so bitter.
Okay. You can go to the Amara on Midvale Boulevard. Mm-hmm. That's Amore at Amara. Couples can collect select a starter, a pasta, an entree to share, plus gelato or sorbet for just $85. Okay. Making some money on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Lucille on King Street. They have something happening for Valentine's special, and the Hubbard Avenue Diner, also a great place to go.
Yeah.
Anytime, not just Valentine.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there.
Yeah, just you look, I'm not going to say you can't go out for dinner.
So bitter and
that's not what I'm saying. Well, I'm thinking, you know, you can do that. You can celebrate a phony holiday.
Ann, are you out there? Please call in and help us with your husband.
Yes.
You know, Ann Peterson, just I know honest. You're out there.
Just be honest. It's a phony holiday. And if it's you want to go out and have dinner, celebrate the phoniness of that holiday.
Because I'm sure that the rest of the year you are very loving and bringing flowers and candy and all kinds of things to your wife.
I can honestly say that hasn't happened.
Oh, my God. I am going to talk with your wife. How about your boys? Do they celebrate Valentine's with a girl or a boy?
Nope.
Anything? Nope. No, they just,
nope, they don't. Well,
you taught them well.
Yeah. Well, one doesn't have a girlfriend because of COVID. That hangover is still happening.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, there's no social group at all. He's not part of any because, you know, he didn't have a graduation.
Oh,
all the friends stayed away from each other because of COVID. So everybody just kind of grew distant because of that. And so he's got friends online, and they got together once in Vegas. They all flew out there or drove out there, and that's his connection.
to his
friends. I'm hearing
more
and more of that kind of thing with that generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They don't, you know, they're not even friends locally. They're just whoever's online with them.
That's right. But what are the repercussions of that? Not being able to lock eyes with people, not being able to be in a room with people and not be uncomfortable. I worry about my 14-year-old growing up online. Yeah. But she is digging up friends from a few years ago. She went to a camp and I forgot about it. And she's like, oh, no, I'm still friends with that person. She's going to come visit. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Still connected.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
Well, you know, they do at least get to see each other, you know, camera to camera, picture in picture. You know, they're watching movies online together.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they don't. I don't know where they get the movies.
Yeah.
But they get new movies and they watch it together and they, you know, it's like, what is that? Where, you know, they review bad movies.
Oh, okay. What's the
you
phrase
mean the, you mean the website?
Science.
Oh, Science Theater. Mystery Science Theater.
Mystery Science Theater
3000. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
And it's like that. That's how they get together and how they entertain each other.
But they're all watching at the same time and online. I used to watch TV with my mom, but I would hang up and call her during the commercial breaks, like West Wing, Thursday night, must see TV, remember?
Yeah, sure.
Back in the 80s.
Sure.
When I was here, I remember calling my mom during the commercials because we were both watching. It's similar, but, you know, not the same.
Yeah, well, almost.
You're welcome.
Similar,
almost.
But different.
That's okay.
It's a little bit.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about Gen Z here, right?
Right, yeah.
And I've got a story on them. They're recording themselves getting fired or laid off, and they're throwing this stuff on TikTok. It's a big trend that's taking place now. Some Gen Z workers have taken a recording to themselves by getting fired and posting it on TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
And job termination videos can backfire, you know. And I mentioned this to my son last night. I said, you know, this is really a bad idea. And
he goes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Because, because you've got to show just how bad that employer is.
Oh.
You've got to do that. And I said, it's not going to make any difference. You're not going to change anything.
And who's going to hire you?
Who's going to hire you? Because social media, they have AI now that can track your social media. And they can find out that you've posted something like this.
Sure.
And I said, if you're one of three people for that job and the other two have not posted a revenge video of your former employer, then I guess you're not going to get the job. And you're going to need it. You're going to be sitting there hoping that you get a job soon. And you're just going to sabotage your own future career.
So they don't yet understand, these kids of ours, the internet is in ink.
Yeah.
Mm. Period.
Yep. It says here, generally speaking, such moves are a double-edged sword. The literature on whistleblowers, a more extreme form of publicly shared bad practices, show that people get stigmatized for doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll follow you for a long, long period of time.
Do your sons work out of the basement as well? I mean,
they're
doing some gaming.
They do. My
computer.
One son creates gaming.
Right.
But that's profitable. That's a big business.
These are board games, right?
It's a board game.
Oh.
It's a role-playing board game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. That's the last time I've
heard. He's got a game. He's got eight friends who put this game together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come up with the rules and some of the designs for it. And it's really a cool game. They want to market it, and I'm hoping that happens soon.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, one of the people that I really wanted to reconnect with when I came back to Madison after being in Chicago for 20-plus years was John Kovalik. Talk about a game master.
Oh, that's right.
He's made, I want to say, hundreds.
Yeah.
Certainly more than 100 games. And
really?
We played one a couple weeks ago, and they're just brilliant.
Is it a role-playing game, or is it just a board game? Not just
a board game,
but a board game.
No, it's more, what his bent seems to be, opinion games, so that you can bond and unbond with your opponents and your friends when you're playing together. They always seem to be, like, apples to apples is his first, I think, game. So that's an opinion game, right? So you can argue and have fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think he's sort of delves into mostly that.
And he's an amazing artist and cartoonist, so I imagine that's all a part of the physicality of the game and all over the artwork.
His artwork is all over these.
Well, look, John, cool. John, if you're listening, you have my thumbs up approval in regards to apples, apples.
Yeah, okay.
We love it. Yeah. Somewhere he did a caricature of us like 30 years ago.
He did a drawing of you?
A comic strip of us.
Of both of a comic strip. Yeah, that's right. But he also did that caricature, too. You got to find that back in time.
We're trying.
Okay.
All right.
He gave the opinion that he's got so much stuff to look through that he might not be able to find it.
He is prolific.
Okay. News, weather, and sports straight ahead. Coming up, Wisconsin Republicans want to kill the environment.
They do.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.